But you have this slightly anomalous position for 2 or 3 years after 1866, where you have Austria to the south, Prussia dominating the north of Germany, and then this sort of rump of southern German states. Essentially, the chance to sort of unite the rest of Germany or bring them into this North German Confederation comes in 1870, when Bismarck engineers a confrontation with the old enemy, France. And again, Bismarck uses his sort of political wiles to engineer this. There is a famous incident known as that of the Ems telegram, where there is a diplomatic confrontation going on between Prussia and France. The King of Prussia sends a conciliatory telegram to the French government, but Bismarck gets hold of it and basically edits it to make it look more provocative than it had first appeared. And the French press get hold of this, and there's a huge sort of public outcry. And Bismarck basically engineers things so that the French look like the aggressors, and it's France that declares war on Germany. And that allows Bismarck to persuade the remaining German states to join in what is seen as sort of a national conflict between Germans and the French. And again, these army reforms that have been brought in the 1860s put to good effect, as they had been in 1864 and 1866. A lot of people within Europe think that France is going to win the Franco-Prussian War very quickly. But France is in many ways resting on the laurels of Napoleon still. The Prussian armies, the German armies are better equipped, are more modern, and in particular use things like railways to transport troops very quickly and effectively. So the Germans defeat France in 1870, and in a sort of another act of Bismarckian deliberate provocation, on the 18th of January 1871 at the Hall of Mirrors in Versailles, a German empire is declared. So really, through war, through diplomacy, and through engineering favourable circumstances, or by seeing favourable opportunities, Bismarck does manage to bring the German states together. And in many ways, he is the architect of the German Empire in that sense.